This is Fresh Air. In his new family drama, The Fablemans, Steven Spielberg tells a semi-autobiographical story about how he fell in love with movies when he was young. The film was co-written by Spielberg and Tony Kushner and features Michelle Williams and Paul Dano as characters based on Spielberg's parents. Our film critic Justin Chang has this review of The Fablemans, which begins its theatrical run on Friday.
Steven Spielberg has never been shy about weaving elements of his family history into his movies. He's spoken in interviews about how his dad's World War II stories shaped 1941 and Saving Private Ryan, and how E.T. and Close Encounters of the Third Kind grew out of the pain of his parents' divorce. Now at 75, Spielberg places that divorce front and center in The Fablemans, along with many other details from his childhood and teenage years. It's his fourth collaboration with the playwright and screenwriter Tony Kushner, and for the first time, the two share a writing credit. The movie is funny, melancholy, and altogether marvelous. And if its portrait of a young filmmaking prodigy verges on self-congratulatory, that's easily forgiven, considering who that prodigy grew up to be. In the movie, his name is Sammy Fableman, and we first meet him as a young kid in 1950s New Jersey. From the moment his parents take him to see Cecil B. DeMille's The Greatest Show on Earth, he's hooked, and he knows he's found his life's calling. Shooting in gorgeously immersive long takes with his longtime cinematographer Janusz Kaminski, Spielberg lovingly recreates his early movie-making memories. We see Sammy shooting monster movies with his younger sisters, using ketchup as fake blood. Later, as a teenager in the early 60s, Sammy, played by the appealing Gabriel LaBelle, will direct a few terrific short films, including a western and a war picture. Movie making provides him with some stability amid the upheaval of his family life. His kind-hearted father, Bert, played with aching restraint by Paul Dano, is an electrical engineer, whose work in the burgeoning computer industry keeps him and the family on the move, relocating over the years from New Jersey to Phoenix, Arizona to Northern California. All this change takes a heavy toll on Sammy's free-spirited mother, Mitzi, played by Michelle Williams in an emotionally vibrant and ultimately devastating performance. Williams shows us Mitzi's radiance and her restlessness, and also her deep regret at having sacrificed a career as a concert pianist in order to raise her family. Mitzi urges Sammy to follow his filmmaking dreams. A close family friend, Benny, played by Seth Rogen, proves just as encouraging. But Sammy's father wishes he would do something more practical, like computing or engineering. This tension is brilliantly articulated by Sammy's great uncle Boris, who drops by one day for an unexpected visit. Played by a wonderful Judd Hirsch, Boris, a former circus performer and silent film actor, tells Sammy about the cost of pursuing a life in the arts.
You make movies, you'll do your art, but you remember how it hurts. Art will give you crowns in heaven and laurels on earth, but also it will tear your heart out.
Sammy loves making movies, in part, because it grants him the illusion of control. As he shoots with an 8mm camera and cuts scenes together by hand, he discovers that he can bend reality to his will and even work through his fears and insecurities. That feels like a remarkably honest confession coming from Spielberg, who's often been taken to task by critics for being overly manipulative, for indulging in easy sentimentality and avoiding tougher questions. But what makes The Fablemans so affecting is that it knows there's more to movies than make-believe. In time, Sammy learns that a camera can see things that the human eye misses, that it can expose painful secrets. One summer, he films a family camping trip, and what happens next has serious repercussions for his parents and siblings. Spielberg unpacks these revelations in a nearly wordless sequence that ranks among the most lyrical filmmaking of his career. It's wrenching to see his young alter ego reckon with the truth of who his parents are, learn to forgive them, and embrace the good that they've both instilled in him. As sad as its portrait of family can be, The Fablemans is also Spielberg's funniest movie in some time. It has a winningly rambunctious spirit. Sure, there are some overly broad comic moments at Sammy's high school, where he experiences first love and butts heads with anti-Semitic jocks, but even these scenes prove irresistible. It's just as satisfying here, as it is in other Spielberg movies like Duel and Raiders of the Lost Ark, to see bullies get their comeuppance. It's also satisfying to see young Sammy come face to face with one of his personal cinematic heroes in a moment that's simply too good to spoil. Did it all really happen this way? It's doubtful. Like all great storytellers, Spielberg knows the value of artifice and embellishment. But again and again in The Fablemans, he uses his dazzling command of the medium to arrive at startling new depths of emotional truth.
Justin Chang is film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed Steven Spielberg's new film, The Fablemans. On tomorrow's show, we remember Jerry Lee Lewis, the rock and roll great who died last week in Memphis. We'll hear our interviews with his sister, pianist and singer Linda Gail Lewis, and with Myra Lewis Williams, who married Jerry Lee when she was just 13. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Nyakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.
That old storm brewing in this heart of mine. Someday your crazy arms will hold somebody new. But now I'm getting lonely all the time. Crazy arms had reached to hold somebody new. While my yearning heart keeps saying, you're not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine. My troubled mind will soon